Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Phone Taker, the Phone Taker.
Now they got a problem, who you talking to? Some right there, the man in the mirror, I see him quite clear. Do your thing, Cap, yes, work it out, dog. Open up their minds, be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right, keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man, make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all, I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy type, don't ever take me light. It's Cap Love, y'all, and that's what's up, y'all. I beat game, I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all, so put them up, y'all. Brown Sugar Brooklyn, it's about to jump off.
You got some
give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You better
give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without cook up.
You know you really wanna
give it to me. You better
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this. Like one, two, bring it to the foe. That brother Cavi Cav is here to let him know. This for my hustlers, this for my scramblers,
scrambler.
This for my sexy mommy,
sexy mommy.
This for everybody,
everybody.
Bang it at any party and watch them rock to it, bounce and pop to it. This here top music, Duke, I'm not losing. You need to stop fooling. I know the game very well, boy, I'm not stupid. Sharp and smart moving, applying a heart to it. Team here to get the ghetto blocks moving. And after rocking them, the porch and backyard's moving. Keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it.
You got to
give it to me. You need to
give it to me.
You better
give it to me. Give it to
me. Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Good up like, you got
to give it to me.
You need to
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me.
It's brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. The city rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby.
Moving on your left, and I'm messing out my fucking dome piece. Plus I got no love for the beast. Hailing from the Big East Coast, where niggas pack toast. Home of the drug kingpin and cut folks.
Hey boy, you the rude boy on the block. You tried to stop the bum rush, you will get popped.
I run a mile with a racist. My style was born in the busy staircases. Dig it, F a rap critic. He talk about it while I live it. If Red got the blunt, I'm the second one to hit
look
it.
Look up in the, I got the verb nouns and glocks in ya. Into the center, lyrics bang like Ricka. Shay rabbit, I bring habit with an AK magic. Rolling blunts and all day habit. I get it on like Smith and West. Who clicks the best? Folks take a sip and test. Who splits your best? The folk phenomenon. I'm bombing you like Lebanon. Blow canals at Panama, just on stamina. Styles not to be fucked with or played with. Fuck them pretty hoes, I love those Section 8 bit. Just hitting snitches, twisting wigs with that radical mathematical type scriptures. I dig up in your planets like Digger. Boo, scared you, blew you to smithereens. Fuck the Marines, I got machines that like to spit and read Mad Magazine. I play more heads than Continental. Wreck your five times like US Air off an instrumental. Look, I'm not a halfway crook with bad looks, but I make murder your case like your name is Cal Brook. I break them all proper. Ask Biggie Smalls who shot ya. Fuck doctor with the 12 gauge Mossberg. Look, I got the tools like Vickle to make your mind tickle for the nine nickel.
Yo, Red, yo, punk ass pussy ass. You ain't got to say no more, man. That's
word
sick,
up,
man.
Chill. We out.
It's so much.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lyra Jones, holding it down for the real artists worldwide. And I'm listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine Michelle. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. First Sunday of November. That's right, November. Only 2 months left until 2013. So, a lot of my people out there are talking about 2013, but what do y'all think, you know? Are we going to make it to 2013 or what? Because it's allegedly 12-12-12 or 12-21-12, whichever one is supposed to be last day, but I don't believe that. If you believe that, then maybe it'll be your last day. It's not my last day, though. I got massive things to do, you know? So, on this episode of Bodega Fresh, first Sunday of November, my special guest today is filmmaker, actor, activist, Montaigne Guy Logic. He has a film out right now by, produced by himself, and he's also one fourth of the main characters in the film called Monkey Gang, the mockumentary. Yes, it's a mockumentary. Not a documentary. What a mockumentary is a film that is made to mock some reality that's going on. So it's mocking or poking at the hip hop world, basically. Film. And basically what happens in hip-hop nowadays, especially since corporate America has taken over, you know, the things that you see, basically, you know, the chains, the whips, and the chicks, and things, you know, me that, I think Dave definitely got everything you see in the video. There's a lot of people that don't, so this film is kind of mocking all the things that are happening in hip-hop, and it's a really good film. And he is my guest tonight, and I'm really excited to have him. So I'm doing kind of a salute to, you know, black hip-hop soundtracks. I just played How High by Red and Matthew, you know. And I also played Bad Intentions, that was Car Wash, that's by Nocturne. And I also played a little Brown Sugar, that featured Mos Def and Faith Evans, and I see the film Brown Sugar. Great music on deck for you guys today, and I hope everyone out in Far Rockaway and Staten Island are walking in faith and knowing that I can sing going to come your way, and everyone is definitely putting in a hand to help each other out in New York, you know, from Hurricane Sandy. People are still suffering, you guys. There's still people that are without power. It's really crazy. It's really crazy out here. I mean, it's not like Katrina and New Orleans. I'll admit that for the majority of the area. But there are some areas that are definitely like that. So if you are out in New York and you see a volunteer team that's doing anything in Far Rockaway, definitely get on it. Definitely help out. They can use all kinds of items, you know, especially cleaning items and baby food and blankets and coats and stuff to get cold. Even though today in New York was a really nice day, but you know, definitely help that out and volunteer your time. It's the best thing to do in life is to help one another out, because we are all one in this world, in this universe. So you see what's happening with the storms and everything. So do what you can, be positive, be strong, and give of your time. That's the best thing that you can do. So I'm going to get into a little bit more music before my special guest comes on tonight. Montaigne Ja Logic, my boy, also Haitian Massive, grew up in Brooklyn. We're going to get into a little bit more music before he comes on. Let me think. I'm not sure yet. Let me think. Let's see what's going to get down. Oh, you know what, guys? Also, this past week was a year that MC, filmmaker, director, producer, just a wonderful human being in general, Heavy D passed away. We're going to get into a little bit of that later on in the show. But right now, I'm going to get into a little bit of Who's the Man from, of course, Who's the Man? Right here on Bodega Plus, you guys, Who's the Man Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into it.
Oh yeah, this is special. Direct from what we call the funk house. This is a Tony Joe fat one, you know what I'm saying? And this is how it's done.
I did good in my hood as a youngster. Uh-huh. The hipster was never a punkster. No sir, no ma'am, hot damn. Me and Michael Jackson jammed. I dug Soul Train, not American Grandstand. The bigger nigga is back and I'm on the right track. As a matter of fact, come on. Who's the man?
Who's the man? Who's the man? Who's the man? time. This here is official.
go, there you are.
Only chaos.
Because it's all part of our plan.
The worst revolutionary is that. It's inspired the way that we do.
I'm extremely complex. That's the truth.
We are forced to comply with the laws of nature. Survival of the fittest.
So what you want?
I appear courtesy or nothing except my parents fucking ragamuffin, being up in more drama than David Ruffin. Lighting and puffing, fighting and busting. I beat the pussy up, I give cunts concussion. 90% of these rappers ain't saying nothing, so I'm cutting off the bullshit. End of discussion. From rushing the stage shows, twisted and Kanye. Screaming, fuck the world and your mom, hit the latte. Know what they say, man, the grass always greener. Especially with a medicinal car for Centennial. These so called thugs better classify. A lot of divas, so I gotta draw the line. It's like North and South Korea. I'm iller than Kim Jong. A 50 campaign to crush Ja Rule to become the king of the sing song. Walking contradiction, think right, but I live wrong. And you pop shit like your girl tricks us in ping pong. Pussy. Man, all I hear is Illuminati and music still here. I say Illuminati that. Man, fuck the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? The Illuminati don't give a shit about you anyway. All you doing is sitting at home. Play an Xbox. Maybe if you was getting out there and trying to change the world or something, they'd give a fuck about you, man. Hip hop's most slept on. Rose from the grave, Mary Magdalene wept on. Tougher than Teflon, bulletproof soul. Under God's control, but not like Preflo Dollar, cause his God's foe. Money makes the world go round, and these clowns got heaven and hell upside down. Beware of false preachers hiding behind the cross, like the badge behind the shades of Officer Rick Ross. These rappers down the floors, so I'm cutting glass jaws for every diamond that got kids' limbs clipped off. The game's crisscross. Long gone with no remorse, to the point where hip hop's beating a dead horse. Lost in the tide, party uppers don't provide. Celebrating our demise, getting jiggy of genocide. I walk the thin line to bridge the cultural divide. So I'ma count to five and give y'all fuckers a chance to hide. Coward.
Listen, man, I'm tired of all this same old bullshit.
Yeah, I said it.
Cats complaining about hip hop is dead, and that we need to go back to the bones and ever. We in the here and now, motherfuckers. If you can't make music that's relevant to the times that you living in, your ass don't need to be making music. Go do some other shit. Go wash fucking dishes or something. Because right here and right now, I'm making this music for the people. That's a the chaos theory is all about. Fucking up your established order. You know, it's been a long time coming, but things is about to change, you understand that?
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, and my special guest tonight is a special brother, Haitian brethren of mine, and he is also an up-and-coming filmmaker that you must get to know, currently has an effort out right now called The Monkey Gang. Everybody help me welcome Mr. M, a.k.a. Logic. Say what's up to the people.
Peace. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, world?
Excellent. So happy to have you on the show. Thank you for doing my show. I am honored to have you. Definitely, definitely. I mean, we go back a little ways before the film The Monkey Gang, which I didn't even wasn't aware of until, you know, we did the boat ride and everything, which was awesome, you know. And not only are you a filmmaker, but you're also an activist in the community as well. So I'm going to just start it just a little from the beginning. You're from Brooklyn, of course. Big up everybody from Brooklyn.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn, and I lived in Brooklyn as an adult, but I was raised in Far Rockaway. So also I want to give a shout out to Far Rockaway. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Shout out to all the massive in Far Rockaway. And you are of Haitian descent as well. Grew up with us. Raised by a single mother.
Yep. 1804 was a good year.
Exactly. Haitian tout moun kampe, you know? Y'all didn't know, I am also Haitian, and I love my people, and I love letting you guys know what we're up to and what we're doing. So you were raised in Far Rockaway. You've done a few things, you know. You were going to school. You weren't going to school. You had the GED. You got into BMCC with your degree and everything.
Yep.
Let's just start off by, like, what made you even want to get into filmmaking?
Well, what made me want to get into filmmaking was pretty much the message that my film is conveying, you know, which is enough is enough, you know, with the crack rat. So it really started with the message. I mean, I've played around with audio technology just so I can, promote my student organization. When I was in school with BMCC, I had a student organization called Street Smart Movement, and we use video audio technology to kind of promote our cause. But I had no idea I would get into filmmaking. So it really was genuinely just the message that made us want to put out the film.
So basically, the message from the street smart movement that you founded yourself with your peoples, with your comrades in 2004, was really what made you get into it. Because you started, I guess, filming some of the things that you were doing, and then
And then when we decided we wanted to spoof the scenario of not the scenario, but the situation where hip hop is currently at. We wanted to kind of like spoof it to get the message across instead of just preaching. So that's what made me know I wanted to be a filmmaker. Because before it was more like just using new media to kind of like record what we were doing and, you know, distribute it to the people. So we had like newsletters, which were really DVDs. And so we called them, DVD newsletters. And we labeled it the Monthly Movement. And that's how we started. But in the long run, me and all my comrades being a big part of the hip-hop culture, we know we had to say something about where hip-hop was going currently. So that's what brought us to, like, making a feature-length film opposed to just, you know, recording things and making DVDs.
Right. And, I mean, basically, you know, we're of hip-hop. We love hip-hop. We grew up with hip-hop. How do you see hip-hop right now? What led you to do the spoof? Let's talk about that, because it definitely indicates like what certain artists have gone through, changed themselves and changed their brand just to be part of hip hop. So How do you feel hip hop is right now? Where do you see it, the state of hip hop?
I mean, I believe hip hop is still alive and well, you know, for a second there. You know, a lot of people were screaming hip hop is dead or hip hop isn't dead. And that's pretty much because of we've been saturated with a lot of negativity and a lot of slackness and a lot of lies too, you know. It became more cool to pretty much pretend you're something you're not just to get, you know, some people to, you know, be interested in your brand. So, you know, or even the industry at that, because people are more interested in what's real. But, you know, the industry pretty much wants you to be fake right now and kind of, you know, be a buffoon. And a lot of people are actually cooning, you know, so, you know, just to get that mainstream appeal. So, you know, I feel that part needs to be done with, you know. We need to take it back to the essence where we support independent, you know, music, independent media. And, you know, therefore we can get the truth, you know, but the corporate aspect is what's really killing hip hop right now or, you know, damaging our reputation, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, with everything that, once corporate America, you know, puts their hands on it, it's a wrap. It's just like, you know, if somebody, you know, like let's say your mom makes the best cake in the world, you know,
right?
And everybody loves this cake. And all of a sudden somebody comes and goes, we want to put your cake in stores. Now they're manufacturing the cake, not one by one, but the 100 by 100. The cake is not going to be the same.
Yeah,
so it's that's
diluted,
what hip-hop is.
Yeah,
it's going to be diluted. And hip-hop, especially commercial hip-hop, is completely diluted. And, I mean, that's sad, but in the same aspect, like, people like us, we know of indie artists that are on the grind and doing their thing. And we're fortunate to have that. So we know hip-hop isn't dead because, you know, we've got Duck Down. We've got, you know, Lil Fly from Signs of Life. You know, we have Shabam Sadiq. And basically, that's why I started Bodega Fresh, because I wanted to use it as a platform to introduce people to artists that are just doing awesome creative things, including yourself with the Monkey Gang movie. And you've been really pushing this movie for the last couple of years on the indie route. You know, you've got the boat ride, you've had UNAP screenings all over, and very creative way of promoting the film. Let's get a little into, like, how you go about promoting it, because that's another aspect of being a filmmaker, especially an indie filmmaker. How do you think of ways, creative ways, to push the film and let it be seen by other people?
Well, being part of the, you know, the whole indie hip hop movement, you know, I was blessed with being able to see how people can take their, you know, business into their own hands. So I never felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do. It was about, you know, getting the money and the time to do it. But, you know, I used to be a promoter, and I've done a lot of marketing and promotions in the past. So that's also a big plus. And the fact that my network was well-known and knows a lot of people, that was a big plus. So pretty much what we did was, you know, we used to go to a lot of industry parties where things were free and open bar and things of this nature. So we didn't necessarily throw too many free events. We did a few, but what we would do is we'll rent out a few theaters and we pretty much just throw our own screenings. We can't wait till somebody pick up our movie and put it in theaters. We had to pretty much rent our own theater and promote our own screening. And we promoted it like almost like a party, you know. We just promoted it as a special event. And we will let the event go on for about 4 hours, so you'll be able to see the movie as well as come get a drink, you'll eat and socialize and network. So we had that kind of vibe. So even though it was a movie screening, it was real hip-hop the way we did it. So we would find independent theaters, and we started out renting a theater in Manhattan in Lower East Side. And that treated us well. So we ran this course with that, and then we decided to rent theaters outside of New York. So we went to Baltimore and rented an independent theater in Baltimore. And what we did was we piggybacked off of an art festival, right? So we would go to an art festival, which already has a lot of music and food and, you know, even movies there. So we will promote Monkey Gang, the mockumentary, via flyers at the festival. And then the following year, when we decided to screen the movie, we came back to the same festival, which we already, you know, created a buzz previous years. And we came back to the same festival, handed our flyers again. But this time what we did was we used the theater that we had actually rented out to screen the movie. They allowed us to set up tables. And what we did was we would take surveys, right? So we would survey our market. And so we were still a little professional about it, but then we would also set up laptops, which I never seen anybody do. And we actually let people pre-screen the movie by watching teasers on the laptops. So we would drag people in from off of the street and bring them into the theater and let them watch the trailer instead of telling them just go home and watch it, because that flyer might not even make it home, right?
Right.
So, you know, once we had their attention, and we a lot of times, you'll see your flyers on the street, which is still a good part of marketing, because somebody's going to walk by it and still see it, and it's going to be somewhere in their subconscious, you know. But, you know, we dragged them off the street, let them watch the trailer, so that way the buzz, we was able to capitalize off of the buzz a little bit more, because now people are like, I think I remember you guys from last year, and not to mention now you're coming back in stronger force, right? And so then the following week after the festival was when the screening actually happened. So then we were able to get, you know, like a piece of that really big crowd that we were promoting to actually come witness, you know, the film. And so that went well. And then, of course, we did what most independent filmmakers do, which is do film festivals, right? And film festivals is a great way to go to different states and show your movie without having to rent the theater, you know? So, you know, if you get accepted into the film festival, they're going to screen it for you, and they're going to have a crowd of filmmakers, and it's just your job to pretty much promote it to the general public, which we already knew how to do. So... We got accepted into the Hollywood Black Film Festival, so we were really excited about that. So we were able to screen in Hollywood and run up and down L.A. with flyers and a bunch of guys, you know, with Monkey Gang T-shirts on. And you know, we went out there in strong force, and that worked out. We got accepted into a film festival in Boston, which is the hometown of one of the other producers who I made the movie with, who was also a star of the movie, MC Mighty Casey. And we were able to run up and down. Yeah, that guy. He's crazy.
Mighty Casey, you guys. That's that guy that had the video White Girls that you would see back in the day on Uncut.
Yep.
Which I thought was just so hilarious. And when I saw him in the film, I was like, he's so perfect for this film, right?
Yeah.
Because of his White Girls video, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Actually, it was partially his idea to just do the movie, right? Because, like I said, we would go to a bunch of industry parties, and a lot of times we would crash them, even if we wasn't invited, right? We called ourselves the Open Bar Bandits, right? So we just go to any open bar and pretty much use, you know, our names to get in, whether we were invited or not. And one day we were just watching like what we call hood DVDs, right? I'm not going to name any of the brands because I don't want to offend them, but we were watching the hood DVDs, and he was just like, yo, we should spoof these guys, you know what I mean? Like, we should spoof
them.
And I'm like, you know what? You right, you know? And I'm like, I was already a fan of mockumentaries, so I was like, we can make a mockumentary. We might not be able to make, like, a film where, you know, it's a bunch of camera angles and, you know, it has to be 100% professional from beginning to end, but we can spoof the little things that, you know, dudes are doing right now to get on in the industry, which is the hood DVDs and so the like the battle scenes and the blogs and all of these things that don't take much to create, and add a professional interview with it, right? So that gives it the level of, you know, a real documentary film. So I knew that we were able to do that much. So that's when we teamed up and we said we're gonna go all the way with this. So. You know, he's just a real funny guy, though. Mighty Casey's just a real funny guy, and at the same time, he's real community oriented. We used to work with youth together in the Bronx, in the South Bronx, teaching music business, and I can vouch for his passion for the community, and which is why, you know, I was able to be his friend first and foremost outside of the industry, and then go ahead and convey this message with such conviction with him. So, yeah, he definitely was perfect for his role as the star of the movie, as the main rapper. He's goofy. So when we're imitating how goofy these rappers could be, he was perfect by being goofy, right? And
when you look at the film, if you didn't say it was a mockumentary, you wouldn't know.
You might not know. Yeah.
You might not know. You'd be like, damn. It would be like the hood DVDs that you watch, dead up, because I remember seeing it, and I'm like, this could just be one of the hood. If it didn't say mockumentary, dead up, it would be like watching one of the hood DVDs, like, oh, this monkey gang, here we go, you know what I mean? But the fact that it's a spoof, and it's hilarious. I mean, you go through everything, like how they got to be tough with the grills, with the chain, talking all that smack, you know? So I definitely, I love it.
We definitely touch on a lot of issues. We definitely touch on a lot of issues. And it definitely seems real because of that, because what we did was we made a big jumbo pot of issues, you know? We took all the issues that we felt are really plaguing us right now and all the characteristics that repeat themselves, whether it's the main rapper, which Mighty Casey played, or and then him having a goon that he ends up leaving in the hood, which is the character I played, Bullet, right? Or whether having to kind of like give up your manhood to your manager or record exec, which was the record exec Kissing Cuzzo, played by Cactus, who's also a well-known artist on the underground, and or also having a DJ who doesn't really DJ, who just pimps people for their beats and kind of put his artists on them, which was DJ Google, right? And and also misinfluencing, you know, the youth and having the youth aspect to your clique and having a young person who's just misguided and following everything that's wrong that you guys are doing. And at the same time, while parading the young guy, so we had Small Steezy. He was our version of the young guy who rose with the clique. So we put all of these characteristics, and they played out all of the issues that you can think of. You know, any issue that you can that you might have a problem with as a hip hop fan is definitely being played out by these characters in this movie. So, yeah, you might not know it. You might not know it. We had people that didn't know it was. I didn't know it was going to be so extreme, or that actually, you know, kind of was in the movie knowing it was called the mockumentary, it's still kind of like, is this real? You know?
Yeah.
We definitely still had those reactions, you know?
Yeah.
We definitely still had those reactions.
It almost feels like a reality show, like a reality type of documentary, not a mockumentary.
Yeah.
And if you didn't say it, I would look at it as that, like, oh, this is a documentary about this crew called the Monkey Gang, and what they're going through to get signed and all the changes that are happening to them. But, I mean, it's really dope. But now that you've done this film, my next question would be, now are you going to be a true filmmaker and get into really doing more films and having more things come out? Or do you feel like you're just going to, like, focus on the hip-hop and do different things along the hip-hop side? Or
Well, I mean, you know, I'm always going to be hip hop, and I'm definitely going to contribute to hip hop by, you know, eventually creating the best soundtrack we could possibly, you know, make for the movie. I'm going to try to make the best soundtrack possible, and which brings us back to the when black films became cool again, like in the early '90s. A lot of the movies were drove by the soundtrack, and but I do want to go forward with filmmaking. So, I going to the film festivals, also, I forgot to mention two more film festivals. One was the Queens World Film Festival, so we got to bring it to Casey's home. And then with me being from New York, Far Rockaway, Brooklyn, being in the Queens World Film Festival was a real blessing. So I brought out, like, half of Far Rockaway to that screening. And
wow.
You know,
I didn't even know Queens had, like, a film festival like that.
Yeah, Queens World Film Festival. Queens World Film, you know, they, some great people, Don and Katha, you know, Cato, some great people, and they embraced us and they enjoyed our message and the way we conveyed it, and they enjoyed how risky we was willing to be, so they took a shot on us. And because, you know, usually we would get put in traditionally black film festivals, you know, not just a film festival, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they saw exactly where we were coming from and, you know, read up on us and knew that we worked with youth and et cetera, and they worked with youth. So they really understood where we were coming from and wasn't just trying to pimp our community by showing our film. And that was a good merger. And now the Hollywood, the Mock Fest of Hollywood, we're an honorable mention for the Mock Fest of Hollywood, which is coming up in November. So we've got a lot of love on the film front, and a lot of people are, you know, respecting our efforts. So I would be a fool not to go further into the film industry, you know?
Right.
And I have so many ideas, I'm like, I definitely have to film another movie. I plan on filming my next movie by the end of summer, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are some of your influences that you look at, like, that you look to for filming? Like, who, like, you watch on their techniques and everything?
Well, not necessarily the techniques I'm looking at. When I'm influenced by other filmmakers, is more or less the drive, you know, and the message that they convey. So when it comes to the drive and the message, I would definitely say Robert Townsend is somebody who, you know, because we were telling people even before we made the film that this was basically our version of a hip-hop Hollywood shuffle, you know?
Right.
You know, he was a filmmaker, actor, you know, somebody in the film industry. And he felt the film industry wasn't going the way it should have. And he did what we did, basically, was make a spoof of what's going wrong in the industry where he made Hollywood Shuffle, you know? So he was really bold for that. And he didn't have a big studio put the money behind him when he made that. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know the story about how Hollywood Shuffle was made. Casey did an interview with them, and we have it up on our YouTube channel. You can check it out. But basically, he basically used the money off his credit card to create Hollywood Shuffle. And if you watch Hollywood Shuffle, you can't tell that, you know, it was basically an independent film. You look at that like it's a classic. It was a big budget film, but in reality, it's a classic, but it was an independent film that made it to be a classic, you know? So Robert Townsend is definitely a big influence of mine. I would say, you know, a lot of earlier Spike Lee works, you know, is...
Right.
It gives me a lot of is real motivational to see how he was able to promote to his community, and they received him so well that his own community received him so well that mainstream America had to acknowledge him. You know,
right.
We would like to get that kind of brand recognition in the long run. So
you're a big community activist. I mean, that's what I really love about you, because, you know, you had the documentary, but for me, I always saw you more as an activist in the community and for like great causes, like when we did the boat ride and things, when I really started getting to know you and realizing that there's more to you than the film, you know, like you really love giving back and reaching back to the youth and showing them, kind of like guiding them, like, listen, these streets are not it, you know.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I went through. You know, you're like very motivational in everything that you do, and you're always, when I see you anyway, you're always up to something for the community. Not just the, like, you're always promoting the film, but more, I always see you more doing community activism. That's how I always see you. You know,
and you know, that's what made us come up with the slogan "Community over Industry." You know. Yep. Because it was pretty much, even down to why we did the movie, it wasn't just for the industry or, you know, to get known in the industry. It was more or less to get the message out there, you know.
Right.
The first place I actually showed the movie was in Rikers Island, you know.
What? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
First place we showed the movie was in Rikers Island. We showed it, showed it to the young men on the school floor. You know, if anybody know about Rikers Island, for the young, you know, the young brothers got a school floor where they go to school, but the teachers can't really handle them. And I used to go up there to do, like, life skill workshops, things of that nature. And, you know, it was a perfect opportunity to convey the message to the people who need to hear it and that could understand it and appreciate it at the same time.
Right.
So I showed them the Monkey Gang, and they loved it, and they understand. And they know that their favorite rappers are fake half the time. it's just nobody's putting it out there for them to actually rally behind the cause, you know? So, mm-hmm. yeah, that was really rewarding to show it to them first. Before I showed it any theater, you know, before any film festival had their hands on it, basically the real premiere was in Rikers Island.
That's incredible. I commend you for doing that because a lot of people, well, you know, America, how they view people, especially our people, which are the people that are in jail or are locked mm-hmm. up, is mostly people that look like us. And
right.
they're not, once they let them back out, they expect them to come back in because they're not, they keep them in there. They're not trying to teach them anything. And I even heard that they're trying to take the school programs away from people that are locked up in jail and everything. And, you know, they do that on purpose. Because you know, they want you to come back in here. They put you with other people that are doing things that are wrong or selling drugs or
right.
or you know, robbing people or being, you know, just gangster or gutter, making it seem like this is the way to be. And of course they expect
right.
to come back. That's why they build the jail. So
right.
the biggest
they don't do it for rehabilitation purposes.
Exactly. No one gets rehabilitated in jail. Never.
Right.
Never, ever, ever. So the fact that you're doing that and trying to reach back to the youth and show them, like, yo, when you come back out here, don't come back into Rikers Island because that's
right.
exactly what they expect of you. They don't expect any
right.
more from you. They want you to come back, and they brainwash you thinking. Mm-hmm.
They'll tell them that. Not to cut you off, but they'll tell them that, you know. They'll tell them that.
Yep.
Like, I'll see you the next time, you know.
Yep.
So they don't, you know. They act like they say it in a way where they mean for them to learn better, but it's not reality.
Yeah.
If you're telling someone constantly over and over again, I'll see you your next time around, I mean, what do they have to look forward to, you know? Especially if they're not as strong-minded as they should be yet, you know, and they're young and impressionable. Yeah.
And they make sure, like, you come back because once you have a felony on your record, it's hard to get a job. It's hard to get
right.
a driver's license. It's hard to get anything.
Right.
So they're not rehabilitating you. They're making sure you're coming back in here because they make it difficult for you once you do get out.
Exactly.
The spirit is killed totally because you can't get a job because of your felony record. You can't get a driver's
exactly.
license. You can't even vote. So it's like you don't count. So what is the use? You go back to the criminal element and you go right back to jail. So
right.
I am definitely proud and honored that you're doing that and that you showed the film to them. That's deep logic. I mean, you're doing your thing, and I definitely appreciate you coming on to the show. But before I let you go, just let them know exactly websites for the Monkey Gang, the movie, and some of the things that you got coming up next. So let them know all that.
Well, right now we're still promoting the movie, so you can. We want people to watch the movie. Next step is to actually release a DVD so people can go ahead and bootleg it, but. Right now, we have it where you can watch it online. You know, we have an online screening. So if you just go to chickenandbeef.tv, right? Chickenandbeef.tv, because the full name of the movie actually is Chicken and Beef Presents Monkey Gang, the mockumentary. Because what we want to do is we want to play on the whole beef aspect of hip hop, and we want to play on the coonery, right? So which is where you get the chicken part from, right? So chickenandbeef.tv, and you just go to the link that says watch movie, and it's only about $3.99, you know, you'll be able to watch the movie for up to 24 hours, so get your friends and family together in one room and go ahead and show and watch the movie together. You won't be disappointed. And the next step is to, you know, just stay in tune with us, you know, follow us at Twitter, at Monkey Gang, or find our YouTube channel, which is, you know, YouTube.com/user/chickenandbeefinc. Or you can email us at chickenandbeefinc@gmail.com if you want to do your own screening, if you're interested in doing your own screening, like a private screening.
Nice.
And we can get up and, you know, work that out. And, you know, pretty much stay in tune with that movement, and when the next one comes, you'll be the first to know. You know?
Excellent, excellent. So y'all heard them. Follow them. Get that movie for $3.99. You can watch it for 24 hours. Have your own screening if you want. Definitely support this. He's a good brother. He's doing great things for us and the community. I want you guys to support him. And thanks so much for coming on to the show, Logic. I really, really appreciate it, brother. Let me see. I'm going to get into some music. What should I play, though? What should I play? What's one of your favorite hip-hop songs right now?
Right now, I don't know. I don't listen to current. I don't listen to as much current music as you know, I probably should. I pretty much, like, listen to underground artists. So,
right.
You know, your pick is as good as mine, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can
I'm
going to
pick something real dope from the underground. Or I might throw it back. We're going to see. We're going to come up next. All right, y'all. Bodega Fresh. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle. We're on Six Man Radio with my man, Logic, promoting the mockumentary,
The
Monkey Gang.
Yep.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. We're going to get into some music.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray juice and the deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hats and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest. The niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is... My feet, short do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman Strokes, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, hope popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gas? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're the poster. Nigga, I toast you, put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even starts. Is he drunk? Over Henny and Skunk, or some brand new Nubian shit beating down punk.
Live. In case you don't understand, it's called music. Jack City. In case you still don't understand, I brought along the person who shoots to kick the ballistics. Come on.
Money's wash. Like a letter, y'all, the 9-8 find me straight. Good health. Can't complain about my financial state. What else? I guess tomorrow knows. I run through chicks like borrowed clothes. I'm the type of nigga your father opposed. Have a test, Jay. Follow the codes. S.A. On my best day, I'm like God with a flow. Bless me.
Baby, why are you chasing that man? Instead of feeling
Thank you. Yes, yes, y'all. Bodega Fresh. It's your girl, Nadine Michelle, and I'm back. Woo, that was really fast. I mean, I'd like to thank my guest, Montaigne Jialogic, for coming on to the show today. He really blessed me with a really in-depth interview about Monkey Gang, the mockumentary. Really, really, really dope. Mockumentary that's out right now. I mean, it's been featured in the Black Hollywood Film Festival. It's been featured in the Roxbury International Film Festival. And also picked as a winner for narrative feature in the Queens World Festival, y'all. So definitely go out and support Montaigne Jialogic and everyone that's involved in the Monkey Gang, the mockumentary. Look out for it. It's really dope. You could Google it. They're doing big things. And not only that, the brother is really big part of the community. I mean, the fact that he went into Rikers Island to feature the film, which is pretty dope, I have to say, you know. So you can't front on that, you know. Big love to him. So I was also saluting Black film, hip-hop especially, on this Sunday, first Sunday of November, and, you know, I played Love for Free, my Jay-Z and Rel. Oh, love that song. Love it. Hip-hop was killing it then. I mean, And back then too, I know you guys remember, like, the soundtrack was a big deal. I'm trying to remember when it started. Really, I mean, it never really stopped being a big deal for us. But in the 90s, it was like this like bombardment of all kinds of films that were coming out, like Boomerang and Juice, Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society, and even the spoof film that the Wayans brothers did, Don't Drink Your Juice While Whatever You're Doing in the Hood, right? That was a really dope soundtrack. And, you know, when a film came out, the first thing you would do is like, yo, where's the soundtrack? And even more money, by the Wayans brothers had a dope soundtrack. So that's what I've been playing today, all kinds of different music from black films that really tie into hip-hop, especially, you know, I played a little music from New Jack City. That featured Troop, LaVert, and Latifah, Love of Money. I played How High earlier, and also played Party and Bullshit, which was featured on Who's the Man. So really dope music, and that's what I was saluting today. And I'm so thankful that you guys are joining me. I'm going to continue playing some music as my outro, but I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And next episode of Bodega Fresh, I'm featuring the fabulous and wonderful Lyric Jones, y'all. Oh, I'm screaming for her. Really dope MC. She's also a drummer. She can sing. She could do a little DJing, but she's definitely the premier of all those talents. She's an MC first, and she's going to be on the next episode of Bodega Fresh. So join me, and that'll be the third Sunday of this month. So I hope you guys can join me for that. And let me see what I'm going to get into now. You know, we're going to, like, leave the we're going to do one more song. And, you know, I played the first How High, now I'm going to play How High, the second part, and leave y'all with some of that music. But definitely join me not next Sunday, but the third Sunday of the month, where my special guest will be Lyric Jones. Special shout out to DJ Strike, who's also a musical producer for Bodega Fresh. Thank you, DJ Strike. You always do your thing. Thanks so much. Always on the road with Black Sheep, De La Soul, or also the new hip hop group Evertan. If y'all don't know, Evertan has a fabulous effort out called The Speed of Life, and it's out right now on iTunes, on Amazon. Cop it. It's really crazy. It's Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest and Drez from Black Sheep that form Evertan, which is native spelled backwards. Get that. There's so much music out there right now, too. There's also my man Substantial. He has an effort out called Home is Where the Art Is. That's out, you know, so definitely pick that up. Craig G got an effort out. The Ramblings, The Ramblings of a Drunk Man, I think that's what it's called. No, The Ramblings of an Angry Man, an Angry Black Man, that's out right now. So many things out. Y'all keep your eyes open, and I'm going to get into a little bit of DJ Spinna. I love DJ Spinna. He is really dope, and this is Intergalactic Soul, y'all. Peace out. Bodega Fresh on 6-Man Radio. Later.
Favorite boarding flight 919. This is intergalactic trip we're going to take here. We took it from Raleigh to Durham, but now we're going to take it worldwide, baby. We're going to take it worldwide and galaxy-wide. We're going from Pluto to Neptune and all over the globe, baby. We share the galactic soul. You just strap on your seatbelt, sit on your scooter, and get your bag of peanuts. Strap it up and get going on. Going on the hour. 735, and by the time we reach our next destination, we'll be in another world, another galaxy, another place. So just strap it on, y'all, and you're ready to take on a flight. I am the one who partake from the little brother, just three crew. And my man on the board, he's none other than DJ Spinna. Down to think of a dream lab, y'all. We can keep going on and on.
Galactic! Check it out. Yo, from the ghettos of Mars to the slums of Uranus, I can hear people talking, and they saying son is anxious to get up with some other strangers and make a couple changes. By going to the lab and laying down a couple bangers with some baseline snaps and put some chord changes to give it the knock. Props to Spinner who arranged it. Let's get it on wax and watch the galaxies exchange it. As we begin our quest to get famous, It's safe from the league of just us, going across worlds with no hatred amongst us. Rhymes 200 proofing, leaving you punch drunk, screaming who want what to any nigga without his thumbs up. Showing love and appreciation with a fist in the air, wilding out over the kick and the snare. Make the party people split from their chairs like, goddamn, I'm really feeling this here. Black and soul getting spacey in here. It's like that, y'all. Check it out. And we keep it going on and on and on and on. Intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and beyond, real taking control, y'all. Strap in your seatbelts and get a hold, y'all. Because we taking it for your mind. Intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and the J League here for the promo call. And yo, we taking this one time. Intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and beyond, real taking control. Now come on. They say my soul is galactic, son. Without no warm-up, the practice runs. I speak the truth when the madness stuns and stops niggas from being true to the game. When things get tight and can't maneuver the same, it's soon to be changed. You sample breaks from Montana to cool in the game. The presence of our ancestors, you to remain in the music, so we bring it live back. Like the snares is rocking do-rags, underneath fitted hi-hats. Never have we did it like that. Long so found, let's get it right back to the forefront of the beat. Give them what they want in the street. Cock back, ready aim, fire release. I'm staying high on the beat, but it ain't no need to alarm you. From NC to BK, that's word that my mom do. It's been a beat, it's really beyond you. It ain't no pun intended, yo, we putting it on you. It ain't no pun intended, and we putting it on you. Intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and beyond, real taking control, y'all. Strap in your seatbelts and get a hold, y'all. Because we taking this one time. Intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and the J League here for the roll call. And yo, we taking this. Yeah, intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and beyond, real taking control, y'all.
Around with your curls and your pretty pearls. Even been around the world, so you go, girl. But where's the love at? Tell me where's the hug at? Acting like a rug rat, I know where you bugged at. Don't try to gas me, girl, I know the streets well. You're money hungry and you make a trick or treat sale. So leave it up to me, I close the whole damn store on you. I got nothing but love for you.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Heavy D. We miss you. We love you.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search for can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness, that mean you wouldn't look back. But you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts.
Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no shirt on convertible Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me.
Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. Snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazan. Future not crystal clear yet. Baccarat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens. Way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with fatherless surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, yeah, New York is like an island. A big biker's island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive when they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love model choke ya, mommy pop it like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many me's you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Navadon, super cat, the Don Dada. Understood.
Yeah, special dedication. I'm sending this one out to you and you and you and you. I said to you and you and you. She's cold-blooded. Love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blinding my sight. Cause all I see is a
hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing. Word. Your body like a flick, it got surprising twists.
Yeah.
I write the script, the main character, your thighs and hips.
Wow.
Award for best supporting role, go to your eyes and lips. The way you move your body, got them stiff like a hieroglyph.
Yeah,
I watch you dance across the floor to the title track. You about to get me off the wall like Michael Jack. I make describing your beauty my sacred duty. I will write a song, write a book, write a play, make a movie.
Hey, 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 hey.
Special dedication. I love you
your country ass. I love your city sass. I love how you know my ways, you catch a pretty fast. You suit the pretty craft, harass you in your past. I love how you snap back and get the last laugh. I love the way your crib smell like Fortivo candle incense. The white voice you use on the phone when you handle business. I love it when you're freaking. I love when you were ladies rocking through a knockers from the late 80s, raising babies. I love how God bless you. Your body's something special. I love to play connect the dots with your facial freckles. No need for fashion policing because I love your style.
Love it.
Whatever happened to Shanice, baby, I love your smile.
Love
I might be falling in love, should I let her know? My pimp told me if I love her, I should let her go. I sing her praises every time they play this instrumental, cause she instrumental to my life, to my life, to my...
Hey, 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 hey. Special dedication.
And
if you know you're special.
I love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blind in my sight. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot
thing.
And you're my hot
thing.
Word. Let me take you by the hand. You need to try your man to fight it down. I have your groupies out like excited fans. I promise you'll be climbing walls like Spider-Man. Knees fucking letting you hit the floor when you try to stand. So you drop it like it's hot. Oh, it's so heavy. You and me, we can leave now. We can go steady. How about we be jetty? Because I'm so ready to bounce like a 64 Chevy. Word.
Hey, 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 hey.
Special dedication.
Word.
Yeah.